What is the pensions triple lock in the UK? What does it mean, this triple lock? I'm going to be explaining that and more in this Money Tips podcast. And my name is Charles Kelly. A lot of you in the UK will be hearing about this fierce debate going on about the pensions triple lock, or the so-called pensions triple lock. What I want you to explain what it is and explain why this debate is taking place. First of all, the pensions triple lock is a mechanism whereby the government guarantee that pensioners, this is people in receipt of the state pension, nothing to do with private pensions or company pensions, but the state basic, what they used to call the old age pension. Pensioners who are in receipt of this pension get a guarantee that their pension will rise by either the rate of inflation, wage growth rate, or 2.5%. Now, this triple lock's been in place for many years. And of course, in times of low inflation and low wage growth, perhaps the 2.5% didn't even come into play. But now, when you've got high inflation, and the last rise of the pensions last April was actually 10%. So that's quite a big jump for pensioners. And there are millions of people who rely on this state pension. But now it's becoming a huge burden to the state, or to us, the taxpayers, the young people who are paying for this pension scheme, because there is no fund there invested in stocks and shares and the markets. The money that the pensions are drawing is paid directly out of taxpayers' pockets right now. So the young people are subsidizing the people who are retired, the older people. So this has come about now. Why the reason they're debating this is now is that the government wants to tweak the mechanism, because they say although wages are higher than inflation, wage price growth has reached 7.5% and could cause the Bank of England to raise interest rates again next week. Because that is higher than inflation, they could be faced with paying out a rise on the pension of 7.5%. But the government argue that 0.5% of that wage rise is due to bonuses paid to nurses and one-off bonuses paid to public sector workers. So that shouldn't apply. Now, you might think, well, that's splitting hairs, but this amounts to millions and millions and millions, tens of millions of pounds of extra payout from the taxpayer. To the if they cut it down to 7% instead of a 7.5% rise, the difference that would make to each pensioner would be about £50 a year. So you might say, well, that's not a lot of money, pound a week, but for some people struggling on the breadline, that is a lot of money. And also politically, it's not a good time going into the next election, where the Conservative Party, some of their biggest voters are retired people. They tend to turn out more for elections than young people. It would not be a good time to go in to say, well, we've cut your pension, we've taken back £50 out of your pocket, and all this sort of stuff. So there's a big debate going on about this. But what I would add to this is that the state pension is there almost like a safety net. It's around £10,000 a year. It's not even a quarter of average salary at the moment, so it doesn't amount to much. And really, if you're just relying on the state pension, you're not going to have a comfortable retirement. You'll just barely be able to make ends meet. You're probably going to find yourself drawing additional benefits from the government to survive. So what should you do? Well, first of all, don't rely on the state pension. We don't even know if it will be there in 20, 30 years' time. It's certainly been pushed back from the current pensionable age, which used to be for women 60, for men 65. Now women have to wait until at least the same as men, which at the moment is 66 going on 67, depending on when you're born. It could go to 68. So this is the way the government is saving money on these massive payouts, because it is multi-billion pounds worth of payouts. One of the biggest things in the budget is keeping pensioners. Now, of course, pensioners are, well, they've been paying into the system all my life. I've paid this as I worked when I was 16, and all the rest of it. Yeah, that's true. But they've calculated the amount that people pay in is not enough to cover your pension, because people are living much longer nowadays than they did in the past. And in the past, they would expect people to live 3 years into 3 or 4 years into retirement. Well, now people are living 20 and 30 years into retirement. Some people have been drawing their pensions longer than they've ever worked, and it's just not sustainable. It's a bit like a Ponzi scheme that was, we heard about Bernie Madoff. this Ponzi scheme that he had. This is taking in money and paying out investors with new money coming in. And that's exactly what these government schemes are. Of course, they're legal, they're not illegal Ponzi schemes, but they're equivalent to a Ponzi scheme. And of course, when they calculated these pension schemes, they didn't really have any idea, or they should have done, that people would live longer and longer, and there'll be less working people to support those people in retirement. So it's a big problem for governments here and in the West in general. And the way they're trying to tweak it is by pushing back the retirement age and also tweaking the way that the pension will rise in terms with either the cost of living rises, wage rise, or a guaranteed minimum. So that's been going on. I would suggest you have got to do something. And it was always that way. You always needed to have a private pension, a company pension scheme, or some other form of savings to top up the basic state pension. I think it used to be called the basic state pension. So don't rely on that. And do have your own pension scheme, get financial advice on this, or do have other forms of investment that you can make to boost your retirement. And the younger you start, the better, because it gives time for compound interest to take effect and to grow your fund. When I was a financial advisor, advising on these pensions, we used to give people a quotation and say, well, this is what it would be at 65, and this is what it would be if you delay this decision for 5 years. And the amount of the fund that would the amount the difference in the fund would be approximately half the amount that you would get just by delaying that decision 5 years. And the reason is that in the last 5 years, there's so much investment going into the fund, and there's compound interest on interest, and that boosts up the fund by double in that last 5 years of leaving the money in there. So the answer is to be financially aware, to get financially educated, to invest early and start investing early as much as you can, or be in a company scheme as well. If you're in a company scheme, that's a good thing because the company will contribute on your behalf as well. And of course, if you work for the state sector, if you're a teacher, nurse, doctor, police officer, fire officer, you will get a very good guaranteed final salary pension scheme, which most of us will not get. So if you want the best pension, go and work for the government, but it might not pay you the best salary. But for others, you've got to be doing something and take financial advice on this. Now, if you need more financial education, and we talk about this all the time in my podcast, but I am running a webinar called 3 Steps to Money Management and Financial Freedom. And that will be next Wednesday, 8 p.m. And I'll take you through, the steps you can take to become, just to manage your money, but also to become financially free over time. It's not a get rich quick scheme, but it will give you a lot of useful information to get you started on that road to financial freedom, but also to get a control of your money, your spending, your debts, and that sort of thing. Get control of that right away so that you can start to build real wealth for the future. So do join me on that, and I will see you there. Thanks very much. This is Charles Kelly, Money Tips Podcast. Bye for now.